Last night, Lucha, a nonprofit grassroots organization, protested outside Maricopa County Attorney Bill Montgomery's office. They charged the county attorney's criminal justice policies are the driving force behind Arizona's fourth highest imprisonment rate. The Maricopa County Attorney's Office responded by saying they're sending fewer people to prison. In their newsletter, they countered with data including this quote, Maricopa County actually now accounts for less than half of the state's prison commitments. Lucha says its organization has proposed sentencing reforms and Montgomery has opposed them every step of the way. Lucha's Astrid Pizarro joins us now. She focuses on criminal justice reform. Astrid, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's be more specific about County Attorney Montgomery's office. There was real momentum for criminal justice reform at the Capitol coming into this session, and there has been very little movement. How much influence do you think the County Attorney's office has had with that?
So this all started in October 2018. Lucha and the Mass Liberation Project, we came together for a Let's Talk event, which was a gathering over of 70 people that are directly impacted by the system. And so we came together to just speak about freedom and discuss our experiences with the system and talk about real solutions. But it was really clear to us that our shared experiences have made us experts in the field of incarceration, criminalization, and state violence. So from those conversations, we came up with our Speak Freedom bills that address three concerns. The first one was our justice system focuses too much on punishment, and it is seen in overly harsh sentencing laws. And two, the system is too motivated by profit instead of justice. And third, the system never gives people the redemption and second chances that we all deserve. And so only a portion of these bills became official bills at the Arizona State Capitol, which was HB 2379, which seeks to reduce probation fees. But it got blocked, and the rest of our bills did not even get a number. So when we were gathering with our Arizona senators and representatives to talk about these bills, we soon found patterns of responses about who is a gatekeeper, whether bills that address many barriers in the criminal justice system made it to the finish line. And so we strongly believe that County Attorney Bill Montgomery played a role in blocking these bills alongside with some Arizona legislators.
What do you make of his response, though, that they sent out yesterday saying that they've actually sending fewer people to prison and that this is a problem that maybe he is addressing?
Yeah. So Montgomery tries to paint himself as a reformer using data from the administrative office of the courts to show that there is a reduction in incarceration statewide and in Maricopa County. But this data isn't convincing. It's actually a distraction from the glaring truth that Arizona is the national outlier in incarceration. Beyond that, Montgomery cherry-picked data that does not tell the full story about who goes to prison and why, and how incarceration keeps to inflict needless trauma on our communities. Like Ron, one of our leaders who experienced being trapped in the system, was traumatized and continues to be even after he's a free man. So for example, he said the state prison is down to a second year in a row and it has negative growth six out of the 10 last years. Arizona's population is actually 12 times larger than it was 40 years ago. And since 2000, it increased by 60%. So the state's population peaked in 2016. Since then, it decreased by only 1.1%, still leaving 42,000 people in prison. So after decades of sustained growth in prison population, Arizona now has the fourth highest incarceration rate in the nation, trailing only Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Mississippi.
All right, that is Lucha's Astrid Pizarro. Astrid, thank you for the time today.
Thank you so much.